Hello and welcome to the midweek St Mirren show on St Mirren Radio. I'm Tavares Ali and I'm joined by St Mirren Radio commentator Dalen Dougherty. On tonight's show, we'll discuss the weekend's defeat to Hibernian and look ahead to Saturday's game against Alloa. We'll hear from manager Alex Ray whilst we find out the latest goings-on at the Street Stuff programme.
This is St Mirren Radio, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.
We start with today's news that Motherwell's David Clarkson has joined St Mirren on loan until the end of the season. We heard exclusively from him after the transfer was completed.
Welcome to St Mirren, David. Can you tell us how the move came about?
They'd inquired about me, taking me on loan a while back. So that was obviously when Matt McGee first came in. So there was still a bit of interest there, and obviously I spoke to him in summer as well. So you know, it's always kind of been an interest, probably in both parties. I spoke to him in the summer. So obviously now, you know, in this time of the season, you know, as me as an individual, not really getting a lot of game time at Motherwell. You know, I'm having a look to try and, you know, get game time. I want to play, you know, as a footballer, that's what I want to do. So, you know, kind of had spoke to them, kind of knowing they were interested. And I think, obviously, you know, it kind of just went from there. Really, they were, you know, happy to approach me, and I'm happy to kind of, you know, get stuff settled and get stuck in.
When you spoke to the manager, Alex Ray, did he tell you anything about his kind of plans for the club this season or going forward even longer term?
Obviously, I spoke to him there, so, you know, he's the same. He's probably still finding his feet, you know, been, you know, not long in as well. So, you know, I think everybody wants to improve, and I imagine he's not any different. You know, every club wants to be as high up the table as they can. So, you know, for me personally, St Mirren, you know, they've been in the SPL for years, and, you know, a good club and a big club that everyone expects to do better. So, for me, I'm looking forward to getting started and, you know, hopefully pushing on. You know, expectations, you know, are probably high from everyone and the fans and stuff. But again, it's not as easy as that. You know, they've come down and, you know, it's a rebuild process. So, you know, things will take time. But of course, everybody wants to kind of push on and push up the table.
So you're here on loan until the end of the season. What's your aim personally?
Obviously, my aim is to try and get myself on the team and get some game times and, you know, help that process. I'm talking about. I'll give 100% no matter where I am. You know, you see people on loan, and sometimes it doesn't really matter to them whether they're winning or losing as long as they're playing. But you know, I want to win. You know, whatever I do, whatever I'm playing. So you know, I'll do my best to drive the team forward, and you know, hopefully I can get myself in the team. You know, first and foremost, I've got to work hard and try and, you know, stake a claim to get the gaffer's side. You know, and hopefully we can, as a group, you know, take the club forward and, you know, hopefully finish these last couple of months, you know, with a good push.
What do you think the step it's going to be like stepping down from the Premier League to the Championship? How much of a difference are you expecting in terms of quality? Are you expecting a lot different, or do you think with the likes of Rangers, Hibs, Falkirk, it's going to be just as tough?
Yeah, I think the league's just as tough. You know, I've watched a few of the games, and obviously the league's probably stronger than ever. So I think football is the same. There's no easy games, no matter what level you play at. You know, every game's, you know, going to be hard. You come up against different positions, different, you know, structures, different teams, and different players. So you know, for me, I'll play my game I played all my career, really, and hopefully that'll be good enough to, you know, make a difference to the team. You know, but it might take a while for me to settle in, but, you know, I'm looking forward to the challenge, to getting to know the new teammates, and again, getting to know the league and getting to know the opposition as well. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting started, and the quicker I can do that, the better.
It's obviously a bit of a youthful set-up at St Mirren, with quite a lot of young players involved in the first team squad. Do you think you might, in your time here, look at helping out some of the younger guys like Lewis Morgan and Lewis McClure, who've been major parts of the 20s but have made that step up into the first team this season?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think every club and every manager looks for that. If they've got a young side, you know, with a bit of experience coming in, you know, hopefully I can help everyone. You know, help the young boys and maybe take a bit of pressure off them as well. You know, so, I, you know, I'm I'm only still 50, so I've still got a, you know, still a lot of time in the game. And although I've learned a lot, I've probably still the same. Got you know, a few bits to learn off other people as well. So if I can help young boys and help them relax a bit, or give them any information that might help them, you know, for their career, or help them in the way they want to play, then you know, I'm glad I can do that and try and help, you know, anyone that's, you know, looking for a wee bit of encouragement or a wee bit of, you know, confidence. Hopefully I can do that.
So just finally, it's Alloa on Saturday. Are you ready to go into the squad? And just how big a match do you think that's going to be on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm ready. You know, I've been fit all season, you know, probably just as fit as I've ever been really as well. I've been, you know, playing games and playing, you know, reserve games, but I like to try and keep my match fitness up as well. You know, and been coming on, you know, 5-10 minutes here and there. But, you know, I've been training hard and making sure that, you know, when my time came, whatever it may be, I was ready. You know, whether it was at Mullow, if I was ready to come in and start, I was ready. Whether it be now, that obviously I've kind of came here, that I'm ready and hopefully match fit, that I'm, you know, up to speed with everyone else, really. But that will come again if it's not there yet, which I'm hoping, you know, should be, because I work hard and make sure I'm in the best condition I can be in, then it won't be long coming. So I'm looking forward to getting started. Obviously, the game Saturday, again, you know, as I said before, every game you want to win, every game is a big game. You know, the more games we can win, and, you know, the more confidence we get from that, then, you know, we can hopefully go on a run, you know, winning games and say, pushing up the table and you know, trying and, you know, get the club back to where it's been.
That was St Mirren's new signing, David Clarkson, who's joined the club on loan till the end of the season and will wear the number 24 jersey. Remember, you can tweet us at St Mirren Radio on what your thoughts are on this signing, or whether you think a striker was a prioritised, or whether you think Alex Ray should have looked at another position. The Black and White Army tweeted, saying that they were delighted, and the Saints goalkeeper, Jamie Langfield, has tweeted, "Welcome to the buddies, hashtag goalscorer." So, Dalen?
Hiya.
David Clarkson, do you think this is a good signing for St Mirren?
I think it is quite a good signing. I think it's, like you just mentioned, Jamie Langfield. It's a signing that's quite akin to him. You know, he comes with a bag of experience, so they're playing in a Premiership, but he also comes with an eye on the coaching side of the game and helping a lot of the youngsters. I know he spoke with James about training up and being a sort of kind of light of guidance to the likes of Stevie Marlin, Lewis McClure, Lewis Morgan, Barry Cuddihy, people like that in the team. So I think he comes kind of like that, and I think it's important, you know, that they do get another striker in, and if anything had to happen to Lauren Shankland, they would be a bit like light on the striking front. And Stephen Thompson's 37 years old. He's certainly on the twilight of his career now, and I think it's important, other than Lauren Shankland, to get someone in, and David Clarkson's a good option. The only worry for me is that at the end of the season, unless there's a move to make these signings like Shankland and Clarkson permanent, they're going to lose two strikers at the end of the season, and they'll be looking again in June and July and August for strikers. And that's the only worry, but that's just a general worry with loan signings.
I guess, though, you are mentioning that, but St Mirren's immediate priority is to get away from this relegation playoff spot.
I think off air we spoke on Saturday at Easter Road that we don't really think that St Mirren, especially now with the new manager, and that they'll be relegation candidates, though the table doesn't lie. I feel like if you get a few results under their belt, they will kind of lift ourselves on. But, yep, as you said, the priority is just the next 6 months, and to go back to David Clarkson. I feel like, you know, he had a really good career at Motherwell, and he had a really good run last season. Dundee, he had 8-8, and he made some headlines. So he's coming here with a bag of experience, and hopefully, you know, maybe dropping down a level, will be able to find the net again. And it's really goals. It's you know, struggling for St Mirren at this moment in time. You know, Stevie Marlin, a creative midfielder, is a top goal scorer with 7 goals. So they really need somebody that's going to put the ball in the net.
Now, David Clarkson mentioned there about confidence and how he wanted to help this squad become more confident. Do you think David Clarkson will offer that as a striker, as a he'll be a focal point so that their younger players can learn from him?
Well, I feel like, as I said, he's coming here more of a... he's 30 years old now, so he's got an eye on what's next in his career and probably coaching or going into an assistant management role or management. So he's probably got an eye on that, and probably coming here for a few months, he will certainly, with such a young squad around him, he'll get a feel of what a dressing room's like with players that are a lot younger than him. It's probably not just worked, it's not really worked out this season at Motherwell with the likes, Scott McDonald and the boy Malt, that had a very impressive season so far. But I feel if he comes here and he can get a few goals under his belt, he can go on a run, and I feel it's so important for St Mirren to get that, especially at this point in the season. They need goals to win games because that's where they're drying up.
Well, that's the thing, though. We'll go on to talk about that later on the show when we preview a bit about Alloa. But if David Clarkson does go on a run and St Mirren do go on a run, do you expect them to climb up the table?
Well, I think it's such a cutthroat league, and we spoke about this in Easter Road on Saturday, is that if you do get a few wins in that kind of pack of fourth down to probably eighth or ninth, then you will rise up. But I feel like just it's a bit of a chasm, below Hibs and Falkirk, and so it just shows, they three have ran away and are a different. They're Premiership teams, and with the rest of, St Mirren haven't adjusted to life in the Championship as well as they would have liked. So if they get a few wins, then everybody else will be taking points off each other.
Now, we've discussed David Clarkson at great length, but not much about Rocco Quinn. You weren't here last week when me and James were discussing about him. So what do you think Rocco Quinn offers to St Mirren?
Well, I wasn't here, but I definitely feel Rocco Quinn, he brings that sort of Jim Goodwin role. I know Jim's kind of trying to get back to fitness. So I feel he's got younger legs than Jim. He can read the game. Like Jim, he's an experienced head coming from the Premiership, times at Ross County and Kilmarnock. So definitely feel Rocco Quinn's a good signing for Alex Ray. And I think it'll take him a bit of time. I know he had quite a quiet game at Easter Road, but I think it'll take him a bit of time to get into the team, into the groove. And I feel once he does, he'll be a very good signing. And St Mirren badly needed a midfielder that can break out the play and get them out of the park.
Now, St Mirren have signed a midfielder and a striker. Dalen, do you expect them to go on and sign maybe a defender?
Yeah, obviously, there's a few days left in the transfer window. We haven't heard anything. Just if anybody thinks we have, we haven't. But I would think that a defender is needed just because of, it's just a bit light in the squad. If you lose Baird or Webster, you're moving right backs and left backs into the centre defence to kind of cover. And I feel like Baird's inexperienced. Yep, he still could do a bit of time just being in and out the team. I think a centre defender is needed alongside Webster.
Now, moving on to last weekend's loss against Hibs, Dalen, you were there commentating for St Mirren Radio. How did you analyse that game, and how do you think the game went for St Mirren?
I think the game showed, especially in the first half, showed glimpses for St Mirren. I think Hibs played extremely well, and there's a lot of credit gave to them. They've got a very, very good team that is fit for the Premiership, and not just fit for the Premiership, to go up to the Premiership and make a mark what the likes of Hearts have done this season. So I think it would be unfair to compare St Mirren to Hibs. They've got a lot of good players, the likes of Jason Cummins and Liam Henderson and John McGinn, who was previously a player here, who got a goal. It's unfair to compare, but I feel for that game was St Mirren did give quite a good account of themselves, but I think it was always going to be a Hibs win from the minute they got their goal. Just didn't look like turning it over. But Stevie Marlin, again, excellent free kick. And you could tell he was in the mood for a goal.
Now, you mentioned there about Stevie Mallon. He scored another good cracking free kick, actually. Absolutely. It's now 7 goals from this season. Do you think it's really good to have a midfielder pitching in with goals, given that St Mirren have yet to find a consistent striker?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of teams kind of have the other problem. It's we've got a striker, but we've not got anyone to give him the service, whereas I think Stevie Mallon can give the service, but there's not got a consistent striker. I think Gallagher's in two positions. I'm not quite sure what's his best position, a striker or a wide midfielder. And Shankland can score in bursts, but he doesn't consistently keep it up. So they really need a striker that's going to put the ball in the net. And it's, you can see Stephen Marlon's got this talent that he, he's still a bit raw. You can see he gets bookings where he gets frustrated, but he's got a bit of technique that's lacking in this country at times. And I think Stephen Marlon's going to be an excellent player in the future.
Would you say that Alex Ray's come in and he's changed the system again to a 4-2-3-1 now rather than the expansive 4-3-3 or 4-4-2 we've seen?
Yeah.
Would you say that St Mirren have started to play maybe a more different style of football under Alex Ray? You watched the game on Saturday and you've been able to watch games previously.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think St Mirren have got a different style under Alex Ray?
I feel like even with Ian Murray, they did try to play the ball on the deck quite a lot, and I feel like Alex Ray does the exact same. I feel you play to the player's skills. There's a lot of good footballers in the team, guys that want to stop and pass the ball and play the ball. So I don't feel he's tried to kind of change his style. I feel the style's relatively remained the same, but I feel he's trying to get the right formation.
What I was going to say was, do you think 4-2-3-1 is the correct formation to play good passing football?
I mean, I'm a big fan of the 4-4-2, and I just, maybe it's because I grew up watching it. But for me, 4-2-3-1 is the modern formation. From, you know, lower league to elite teams such as Bayern Munich and Barcelona play 4-2-3-1. So there's a lot of areas where you can be defensive and as well attacking in that formation. And I feel like he has tweaked a lot to try and get the correct formation. And I feel like he's probably better off going with the 4-2-3-1, as I feel like it fits the players he's got more better.
Now, looking ahead to the table, it didn't really affect St Mirren that much, but we're pretty optimistic here. But fourth place, Raith Rovers, 28 points. And then you look down all the way down to eighth, St Mirren in 18, Livingston in 16. It's just so tightly congested.
Yeah, absolutely.
All it takes, though, is for St Mirren to go on a couple of wins, and we will discuss that later on.
I feel like we've been saying this since day one this season, and it's like, if they just get a couple of wins, they'll push on. And but I feel like I've got to kind of echo the words of Alex Ray a few weeks ago, where it was just he wants to kind of guarantee the position of the club, and getting away from that relegation place. I mean, I don't think automatic relegation is where St Mirren are going to lie. It's the threat of the playoff position. I don't think they'd ever go down, because I think they're a better team than what we'd offer from League One. But at the end of the day, you've got to feel that a few wins, would get them up the table, but I feel it's more important to get a few wins and get away from that playoff position as much as possible.
And of course, they've got a good number of games coming up against opposition in and around them, so it is a chance for St Mirren to try and break away from the pack if they do win these games.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've got a double header with Queen of the South and Dumbarton as well. These games are must win, as we've said, they're all around them, but they're not easy. There is not easy games in this league. Queen of the South are very kind of hot and cold outfit, but they've done well enough this season. So, and Dumbarton, they won over at the Rock. So, that won't be easy. But if St Mirren want to get away from this, and I feel the manager will be laying in the importance of these games, then he has to win these games.
Now, looking ahead to Saturday's game against Alloa, Lewis McKenzie caught up with the manager yesterday to discuss the upcoming game and how he's settling in at the club so far.
This is St Mirren Radio, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.
And looking ahead to the weekend, how big is the game against Alloa you have coming up?
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, they're all big. You know, obviously the next one's obviously the biggest, because that's the one we can concentrate on and focus on, and it's a massive game. But they're all big, because of the position we're in at the moment, we need to try and get wins. And it's interesting because I was speaking to someone kind of close to the club yesterday, and they were going, are we going to stay up? Are we going to stay up? And I had to remind them that we'd won two of our first four league games, you know, so we're trying our best. So, but, you know, you're right in what you say, but they're all important.
And one player that was in training today was Jim Goodwin. Is he set to return anytime soon, and will it be almost like a new signing to have him back?
It's actually early days for Jim. He trained for a small period of time yesterday. That was his first day back with the boys. And if you notice, we just played him at the back today just to ease himself in. But the conditions were horrendous today, so we need to be careful with Jim. I know what he's like. He's the type of guy that wants to get back in, but we need to be responsible to him. Firstly, from the point of view, we don't want him to break down, and we need to make sure that he's up to levels of fitness as well, because I think it's nine and a half weeks. So, you know, I've been that age myself, and I know it's required to try and get back up to full fitness.
And you've obviously been in charge of since about mid-December. How have you found working with the players and staff here?
No, it's been brilliant. It's been great. I find everyone very accommodating. You know, you've got Davey, Max, Ewan from the academy side of things to try to help as well. And, you know, Claire and next door as well has been helping us out for all the administration side of things, and anything we need for our printers and things have been very helpful. And right down to Colin, you know, and Mo in there. So there is a good spirit in the place.
This is St Mirren Radio, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.
That was the manager giving his thoughts in Saturday's game against Alloa. Remember, if you're outside the UK and Ireland, you can watch that game on St Mirren TV from just €6.99 at www.smfcuws.tv. Looking ahead to Saturday's game, and is this one where St Mirren can finally pick up that first home league win, Dalen?
Well, you would hope so, without being disrespectful to the opposition, because Alloa have sprung a surprise in their last two wins, which were away from home against opposition they weren't expected to beat. So I think you've got to look at this game and be very careful, and don't take anything for granted. Go out, do a job, and make sure that you get the 3 points. And it won't be easy. It won't be a walkover. Alloa are struggling, yes, but it would be terribly disrespectful to the club and the team if you just marked it down as 3 points.
Now, they might be struggling, but they did pick up a point here at St Mirren Park earlier on.
Absolutely.
In the season.
You know, they have extremely struggled all season, but you know, they're winning at Livingston. They're winning at Raith Rovers, which is an extremely hard place to go. They've lost every other game apart from that, and then the last points they pick up is here at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. So, St Mirren were going through a hard time under Ian Murray, and they weren't quite getting his style of football, quite getting used to his management. So it might be a different game here under Alex Ray. No two games are the same anyway, but you've got to hope and pray that this has got to be the first league win at home this season.
Now, Alex Ray took charge of his first game away at Alloa. They won 2-0. That will give the St Mirren team a lot of confidence going into Saturday, won't
well,
it?
Yeah, they've played extremely well away from home this season. Just a few results, a few performances like Dumbarton let them down. But you've got to look at, since the manager came in, Alloa was his first game. Two goals with Shankland and Gallagher that day. He played two up front. But I think he had only just been appointed on the Friday, and the game was the Saturday, so he hadn't really a lot of time to work with the players. So it's probably a result he wasn't quite expecting. But it was a good win, and since then they've went to Morton and won. So you've got to imagine that it's coming, this home league win, and it would be fantastic if they got it, you know, on Saturday, because they really need to get this win. A draw or a loss against Alloa at home would put a lot of kind of problems for the league table.
Of course, both teams have an unwanted record of not winning at home this season, but Alloa have won 3 times away from home, so they are a threat. They do carry
Absolutely.
A threat away from home. So what is it about Alloa that does that?
I think, you know, I think a lot of teams will probably, they might not admit to it, but I think there's a complacency factor, is that a lot of teams expect Alloa to be rolled over, but they've got some some players in there, like they've got Crawford from Rangers, they've got Duffy from Celtic. So they've got players on loan there that are good players. Flanagan as well, he's got a few goals. So there's definitely room for complacency by other teams. I mean, I think St Mirren at home this season might have had a kind of been a victim of that as well. So I think Alex Ray will know the task and got to get a few wins under his belt to get away from this threat.
You mentioned there about complacency, but just how important is it then for the experienced players like, you know, the incoming David Clarkson now, Rocco Quinn, Andy Webster, to really consolidate the St Mirren team and just say to them, we cannot be complacent here. This is a chance to get our first home league win.
Yeah, I think there's with complacency, there's a sense of naivety as well, that Alba can be easily beaten. But I feel like, yeah, you're absolutely right in saying that it is important for the experienced players such as the players you've mentioned there, to get around the youngsters and go, keep your heads, play the way you want to play and you will beat them.
Now finally, Dylan, a quick prediction.
You ask me this every single week and I say something along the lines of a St Mirren win, but yeah, aye. Well, I think we'll go for a 3-1, give Alloa a goal because I think they're not a bad team, so, but 3-1 to St Mirren then.
Now, St Mirren are very active in this community work, and one of the programmes at the club is Street Stuff. We spoke to some UWS social work students on placement at Street Stuff to find out the latest goings on.
My name's Hannah, and I'm a social work student at UWS.
I'm Leah, and I'm a social work student at UWS.
I'm Annalise, and I'm a social work student at UWS as well.
I'm Lauren, and I'm a student as well at UWS.
Why UWS and why social work?
Well, I work in the social care industry. I'm like a support worker for people with disabilities. So for me, it was like kind of the next progression to do social work from social care.
So you're all at Street Stuff on a placement. How did you feel about being working in a football club when you are social work students?
I don't think any of us expected it to be as big as what it is. Mm. I think we all looked at it as a football club and were expecting it just to be maybe just a small youth group or something. But obviously over our time we've been able to see that there's a lot more to Street Stuff than we first thought.
So give us like an example of, you're saying there's more to Street Stuff than what you thought. What did you think coming in it was going to be like?
I think we thought it would just be like football and dance clubs, like a few kids at them, but then we found out there's like 600 a week that come through the door, and that was just, that's amazing.
And how much they work with other people as well. It's not just them that are involved in it, obviously they work with the council and
the police. Other agencies.
Yeah. All the other agencies that are involved.
Was it daunting to see how big a programme it was?
I don't think it was daunting, I think it was more like just, yeah, interesting. Yeah. We were just, I don't know, we couldn't really believe it.
So how do you think Street Stuff might benefit your studies and what you want to do in the future?
I think it was, for us, we're doing poverty, so I think it shows that there is stuff out there in the community that we are, as social workers, social work students, we're also involved, they're also involved with the community as well as stuff like this, like youth, and it's just, it's massive and you don't realise how big it is. So I think seeing that for what it is going to help us with our studies. Mm-hmm. I think definitely, like, open our eyes a wee bit more to what's actually out there rather than, oh, it's just a youth club. Well, no, it's not just a youth club, it's massive.
And just finally, what are the future plans for some of you?
Yeah. Past the studies.
Yeah,
we'd like to get experience in different kind of areas of social work, so we know what kind of area and the type of service users we want to work with.
Yeah, I think this is all different for all of us as well. Like, I'm the same as Hannah, I work with adults with learning difficulties, so working with children here, it's a different variety and experience.
out with some social work students there at UWS. And we'll be back on St Mirren Radio from 1 p.m. on Saturday as we preview the game against Alloa and bring you live commentary from the Paisley 2021 Stadium. Until then, come on you Saints.
This is St Mirren Radio, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.